It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Star! Fabian centered on a one-time pass. Splits the defense, has a chance. Deke shoots, score! A spectacular rush from end to end by Mikael Granlund.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Down to 12 seconds remaining in the game, and it's back at the St. Louis line. Perunovic walking behind his own net, and just count the seconds down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. The horn sounds, and the entire Sharks bench comes out to say a thousand thanks to Mackenzie Blackwood, who came up with 37 saves. He just picked up his second shutout as a Shark and the 10th shutout of his NHL career. What a performance. Final score, the Sharks 4 and the Blues nothing.
Well, it was really a carbon copy of what happened to Minnie. I thought, we really were on our heels in the first period. Blackie stood tall, gave us a chance, and I really thought we, got our wits about us and played a much better second period. And obviously, we're opportunistic as well with our chances. And, the third period starts, and you're going to get a push. You're up 3-0. It's human nature to have that pushback from the team that's down. And, I thought as the period went on, we got better. We managed the situation better, and, obviously, it felt good to get that 6-on-5 goal earlier than as opposed to having to fight through it for about 2 or 3 minutes. So I just feel so good for our team. We've been through so much, and to go through this long losing streak and all the adversity we faced, it felt really good.
My word, did that feel good, Coach Quinn. What's up, everybody? A Sunday morning, a win, and boy, that was needed, guys. I cannot explain enough how happy I was for the Sharks to get a win last night. Mackenzie Blackwood in particular, I believe in the sentiment that we'll get into later that David Quinn said that Blackwood has been an elite goalie all year long. And I think that obviously the results have not been there. The defense has not always been there. Just everything that you need to be described as an elite goalie in the NHL has not been there. And yes, there are a number of reasons for why that has been. But the most important one is Mackenzie Blackwood has not been the reason why he has not been described as an elite goalie. He has done everything that he can, almost every situation. He's put up so many good performances, not gotten the wins, not received the offensive support that he deserves, not deserved the effort in front of him that he has deserved. He has seemingly always done his job, and the Sharks showed up for him last night in a big, big way, and they snapped their losing streak at 9 games. They did not have a third double-digit losing streak, which is huge. It's their third win since the All-Star break. It's been a very, very trying time for the team, for the coaching staff, for you, the fans, for me, the fan. Listen, guys, I understand that I am a broadcaster, and I try to be objective about things, but when you end up working for a team that you've been a fan of since you were 9 years old and they came into existence, you don't just suddenly lose that fandom. It just morphs into something slightly different. And I think my wife would tell you maybe something slightly more unhealthy. But what a big, big moment for the team. What a big, big moment for guys like Philip Zadina. He got a goal he hadn't scored in almost 10 games throughout the entire streak. It was his first goal in 9 games that he scored last night. And, Philip Zadina, if you listen to the build up yesterday, I was talking about him as one of those players that I wanted to see show up, that I wanted to see have a really good performance, because I like Philip Zadina's game. I think there are inconsistencies. Obviously, that's a reason why he hasn't lived up to his draft hype, but I still see a lot of potential with his game, and I can't just ignore that. And I think that for him to come through with that great play on the forecheck to steal the puck away and then turn that into a goal that gave the Sharks a 1-0 lead that allowed them to take control of the game on the road in St. Louis, feeling all the pressure that they were feeling, trying to fight their way into the playoffs. Yeah, it's a huge moment for the Sharks. They took control of the game, and Philip Zadina is a big part of that. But across the board, you know, the Sharks did not have a great start to the game on the ice, very similar to what we saw on the game against Minnesota. They were just a little bit sleepy. And I think that sometimes you have those sleepy games where things aren't humming along. You don't really look like yourself. You've got to be able to weather the storm. And Mackenzie Blackwood, in that instance, was exactly what the Sharks needed to, quote unquote, weather the storm. He came up with the big saves. He came up with the big moments. And that, to me, shows how badly Mackenzie Blackwood still wants it at this time of the year, when the Sharks have been long eliminated from playoff contention, when the writing has been on the wall of what this season is for so very long. They now find themselves in a situation where, for one game at least, even though they did not have a great start, Mackenzie Blackwood kept them in it. And Mackenzie Blackwood, I think, showing that fight, breathed a little bit of life into the Sharks, and they were able to go on from there. But, you know, you get Zadina's goal, you get Luke Cunnan, you get Mikhail Granlund, you get Ruta with the empty netter. All of them just great plays, great shots, especially Granlund's goal. I mean, we've talked at length about Granlund and how much he means to this team this year, but the fact that he got in behind the keeper in the crease and was able to spin and turn that shot into the back of the net, that to me is an effort play. And at this point of the year, when you are, you know, in your final 10 games and you have not exactly done a whole lot of winning, for you to come forth with that effort game, to me, that is absolutely massive. That is absolutely indicative to everyone else of how bad you want it. Suddenly, you've got a 2-0 lead. The team can start to taste it. They can feel like that 9-game losing streak is on the verge of being snapped. And then you can just build upon that and build and build and build. And, you know, you got your goalie who's feeling it. You got a team who's able to control certain aspects of the game better than they have over the previous, you know, 9 games of the losing streak. And I think they started to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And they kept on pushing. They did not give up, even though they, like I said, they had a sleepy start. And, you know, the game against Minnesota, you know, that was not a terrible game in any way, shape, or form. It was just not good enough. Their offense wasn't there. You know, the game previously against Dallas, yeah, they got beat up by, you know, one of the best teams in the NHL. Points leader heading into yesterday's game. I have not checked the standings yet to see if they are still the points leader. But the fact of the matter is, you know, they were going up against a really good team in Dallas, and they got beat. That happens sometimes in the NHL. We're not going to try and claim otherwise. They lost 6-3, but then they bounced back with a much better effort and lost 3-1 against Minnesota on a night where, again, Mackenzie Blackwood was really, really good. Not perfect like he was last night, but still, they were down 2-1 in the third period. They'd only given up one goal going into the third period. For most teams in the NHL, that is enough to win a game. For the Sharks this year, it might not be, but for most teams, that is a winning performance. And, you know, they gave up a goal early in the third period, and then they gave up that empty netter. You flash forward to a couple days later, you're in St. Louis, you've got a sleepy first period, then you break through with 3 goals in the second, and you just take control of the game. Just an absolutely phenomenal performance from the Sharks. That, to me, is just, it's huge. Again, I can't keep on overstating just how big some of these plays were, because, you know, they've given themselves chances over the course of this losing streak. I don't want to try and pretend like they have not had their opportunities. You know, they had a chance to win the game in Philadelphia. You know, they had a chance to win the game in Pittsburgh. That one was 3-3 entering the third. You know, the game at Columbus, you know, that was a 4-2 loss, but they had a chance. The game at Chicago, they were up 2-0 before giving up 5 unanswered. I want to say they even had a lead in the Nashville game, in which they lost 8-2. The game against Tampa, that was tied going into the third. Against Chicago, they had a 4-0 lead. The one against Dallas most recently, they got down 3-0. Pretty hard to fight back from that one. They did not have much of a chance in that one. But the game against Minnesota 2 games ago, they gave themselves a chance in that one. Those opportunities add up, and you can feel the weight of the losing. You can feel the weight of your inability to take advantage of certain situations. The Sharks did not let that go to waste last night. Now they end the month of March on a winning note, and they're coming home for 5, which, by the way, that is just phenomenal. 5-game homestand to start off the month of April. You only have a handful of games left, 9 to be specific, and you got 5 of those at home. And then 6 of the next 7 at home. That's something to build off of for this team, and they need it. They need a little bit of home cooking. I know that there are probably not going to be very many wins from here on out, but I still look at what the Sharks have been able to go through this year. The fact that they're still winning, still fighting, still trying to give themselves a chance. The locker room is not fractured this year. If you're down at the, you know, the practice facility, if you're watching them in pregame warmups, if you're watching them just when they get to the building, any of these times, you see that they're not losing the hope. You see that they're not fracturing. You see that they're not, you know, cannibalizing themselves as a team. They're still fighting for each other. At this point, that's all they really can do. They've got to obviously fight for themselves, but they're still sticking up for each other on the ice. They're still putting forth good efforts. And, you know, we get a couple weeks of Sharks hockey left, guys, and then we have a long offseason before the Sharks are back at it again. I don't like the long offseason. I even though the Sharks have been playing not great hockey this year, for lack of a better term, I still don't like it when it comes to an end. I wish we could keep on watching Sharks hockey, but we've got a little bit left, so I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts. All right, let's get into some highlights out of last night's game. Let's not sleep on Mackenzie Blackwood. Just a phenomenal performance from him.
Sharks move it down the ice with the Nico Sturm line jumping on, but a dump in by Bordalo, turned right back by St. Louis. Here's Scott Perunovic, offensive defenseman across the line, feeds it in front, and a shot by Brandon Saad. He was trying to sneak it right through the five hole, but wow, what a save by Mackenzie Blackwood as he hangs onto it.
One of the many first period saves that Blackwood made to keep the Sharks in a 0-0 game. Let's hear another from that first.
As right now, Perunovic is playing catch with it in the corner. Back to the point, Kyrou. Shot blocked by Eklund. Perunovic, nice backhand pass. Kyrou, the shot. Oh, and another great save by Blackwood with 14:20 to go in a scoreless first.
Blackwood just coming up with big save after big save, and he was not done.
Cunning leads for Eklund, but it's a little too far. But Eklund will reach it first with that blazing speed. Centering attempt there for Cunning. It's off the stick. I think the goaltender got a piece of that, and the Blues back the other way. Lead pass, breakaway, moving in. Oh, what a save by Blackwood on a backhand attempt by Braden Shen. An incredible save by Blackwood with less than 8 minutes to go. And the rebound is deflected up over the glass and out of play. And this Blues crowd is really excited about the way that their team is playing.
And in that first period, to Ruzzi's point, yeah, the Blues were playing a lot more decently and the Sharks were not quite awake. But then the Sharks came alive and it was Philip Zadina stealing it on a forecheck in the second period that gave the Sharks the lead they long needed.
San Jose had a brief power play that was stopped. St. Louis had one too. Jumped into the San Jose, the St. Louis zone by the Sharks. And the line of Zadina, along with Carpenter and Sturm out there. Zadina shoots, score! Zadina walking out of the corner, made no mistake by snapping one from just inside the faceoff circle and beats Hofer to put the Sharks on the board. They lead it 1-0, and Philip Zadina ends an 8-game pointless drought with a beauty.
So boom, the Sharks have the lead then. Philip Zadina gives the Sharks the 1-0 lead. They have the opportunity to try and build upon this. And then Mikhail Granlund, like I alluded to earlier, the great effort play that I absolutely loved, and suddenly the Sharks have a 2-0 lead.
Off the draw, here come the Sharks moving in. Granlund, Zetterlund shooting it, stick save, rebound off the post. It's loose, they score! Granlund in front, getting underneath the stick of the goaltender. Sharks up 2-0.
See, these are always interesting situations to me when you have a team like St. Louis that's trying to fight for their playoff lives. They came into the game last night with a lot more motivation, but they ran into the brick wall that is Mackenzie Blackwood, and they let the Sharks get out in front, not just by one, but by 2 goals. And when you're up 2-0 for the Sharks, I think at that point, momentum had already begun to swing in their favor with the 1-0 lead. But then 2-0, I think that, yes, the Blues were still going to fight, but the Sharks just seemed to have an answer at every turn. And then suddenly, you get Luke Cunning added on, and it's a game that the Sharks in the second period had suddenly taken control of. It's now 3-0.
Here comes Bailey out to center as Thrun got hit hard by Blake. Moving up across the line, it's dropped back, but in the neutral zone, it's going to be played back in. Dump behind the net, it's out in front. Bailey's got a chance, and the shot score! Luke Cunning gets the rebound of the play. He puts it home, and the Sharks are up 3-0. And the hometown kid comes through, Cunning, ending a 19-game goalless drought on a broken play in front after the Blues stopped the first chance, but Cunning went upstairs, and it's 3-0 San Jose.
And at this point, it becomes about game management, right? You've got to be able to handle what the Blues' inevitable pushback is going to be, although it was not as much as I thought it would be. But again, you gave yourself the opportunity. You gave yourself the necessary lead. You're able just to keep on pushing, and the Sharks did not, you know, mismanage the game. You know, you go back to a week ago, the game against Chicago. They turned the puck over. They were careless at times. Their effort dropped. And I think having that experience from a week ago in their back pocket or recent memory, however you want to view it, it allowed them to play that much better into the third period, where they were able to add on with the empty netter from Jan Ruda. 4-0, obviously nothing's changing at that point, and the Sharks sealed it.
Blues setting up far side of the ice. Kyrou puts it to the man. Centering attempt there by Thomas, blocked by a fallen shin pad, basically. The Sharks fell down to the ice. Nice clear toward the net. Score! Jan Ruda intercepts the puck right in front of his goal, and he sends it right down the middle for an empty net goal, and the Sharks lead 4-0.
Now, because St. Louis had pulled their goalie so early, the Sharks still had a few more minutes to kill. And listen, I think that still was still a tense couple of minutes, as they've had leads disappear late this year. But when all was said and done, the Sharks were on top. The 9-game losing streak was at an end.
Down to 12 seconds remaining in the game, and it's back at the St. Louis line. Perunovic walking behind his own net. And just count the seconds down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. The horn sounds, and the entire Sharks bench comes out to say 1,000 thanks to Mackenzie Blackwood, who came up with 37 saves. He just picked up his second shutout as a Shark and the 10th shutout of his NHL career. What a performance. Final score of the Sharks, 4, and the Blues, nothing.
Also, just to hear a little bit of how damaging this was to the Blues, this is the Blues TV broadcast of the final call.
So a disappointing loss, to say the least, as the Sharks beat the Blues 4-0, and they do serious damage to the Blues' playoff hopes.
So yes, you could feel a little bit of the pain in that voice, but for those of you that think, hey, the Sharks don't need to be winning any games, they don't want to gain any ground on Chicago, fear not. Chicago won 5-1 yesterday, so their deficit remains the same. All right, we're going to take a break. On the other side, we are going to get into some post-game reaction. You're on Morning Tide, presented by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Leads for Eklund, but it's a little too far. And Eklund will reach it first with that blazing speed. Centering attempt there for Cunning. It's off the stick. I think the goaltender got a piece of that, and the Blues back the other way. Lead pass, breakaway, moving in. Oh, what a save by Blackwood on a backhand attempt by Braden Shen. An incredible save by Blackwood with less than 8 minutes to go. And the rebound is deflected up over the glass and out of play. And this Blues crowd is really excited about the way that their team is playing.
Yeah, thank you. No, it was a great win for the team. You know, everyone, you know, we battled hard as the clock was winding out there, and you could just tell how bad everybody wanted it.
Mackenzie Blackwood, 35 saves, perfect performance, does not let anything get by, and the Sharks have an absolutely phenomenal performance as they win 4-0 over the Blues as we come back here on a Sunday morning on Morning Tide. The San Jose Sharks now turn the page on March, and their April schedule begins tomorrow night, Monday night, hosting the Kraken. But obviously Mackenzie Blackwood in a good mood after that win, and he talked about not being happy with his performance after Dallas in particular.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, if you look at the score, you look at what happened, I didn't play my best game. That's not to say, you know, I don't think the team did either, but that's not really my problem. You know, when you're a goalie, you just kind of look inward and you reflect on yourself. You're like, did I do my job tonight? And, you know, I hold myself to a high standard, and I don't think I was good enough in that game. Mind you, I was coming back from a couple-week hiatus, you know, with a little bit of an injury, but, you know, it's good to be back and feel good again.
And we've talked about that before, the fact that Mackenzie Blackwood holds himself to such a high standard, the fact that He's not going to say, yeah, I did my job, so that's enough. No, he wants to win. He doesn't feel that any puck should get past him. And I think that he's got that mentality even in a season like this where he's still going to give it his all, which to me, I know some people might say, well, whatever, that's his job. But, you know, the fact that he's still showing this much fight and, you know, verve overall, I appreciate that just in the sense that he came up big in the first period of this game. The impetus, the motivation, whatever it is that a lot of players need maybe in a season like this is a little bit lost, but he's still trying to do everything to prove himself as one of the best goalies in the year. And, you know, he goes back to that Dallas game there talking about how he didn't feel he was at his best, even if he was coming back from injury. He's shown up now with two straight performances since there where he's been pretty close to his best. Like I said, in the game against Minnesota, he's given up one goal going into the third period. They score about 18 seconds in. That's not on him. And then last night, you know, he does everything he possibly can to keep the Sharks in it early, giving them a chance to win and ultimately allowing them to walk away with the 4-0 shutout win. A huge moment for Mackenzie Blackwood, obviously, and the Sharks have a happy time for at least one night as well. And I just imagine that the plane ride home was that much lighter, was that much more just overall easy to bear. And he was asked about how good it is to have played this many games. This was his 39th of the season, the most he's played in a couple of years since he was dealing with all those injuries while he was with New Jersey. This is what he had to say.
For sure. I actually feel very good. You know, that was a very small injury, and we handled it well. We waited extra time to make sure, you know, it wouldn't come back. But it was only 3 weeks, right? So it's not too bad in the grand scheme of things. But, yeah, no, I feel great this year. You know, kind of altered my training a little bit in the last year or two, and, you know, I'm just excited for the future.
Mackenzie was also asked about facing a plethora of shots in the first period, if that kind of allowed him to get more engaged and set him up to success. Oftentimes, you know, if you're having a really good first period, maybe your goalie doesn't get engaged. But this game, he did not have a choice. He saw many, many shots coming at him right away.
Tough to say. You know, I think I know, you know, where we are as a team. And you know what to expect. So you come out in the first period and you're just ready for anything. So, you know, for whatever reason, the last two games, we kind of had a little bit of a sleepy start. But, you know, we found our legs as the games went on.
10th career shutout for Mackenzie Blackwood. And I think that for the time being, the Sharks have found their goalie for the future. Now, obviously, we know that anything and anyone is on the table for where the Sharks are right now. And you never know if a team's going to come in with a big offer for and Mackenzie Blackwood, but boy, it's hard to argue with the performances that he's put up this year. He has just been consistently good, and the bad performances by him have been few and far between, and I can't even say too many have been quote-unquote bad. They just haven't been at the lofty level that he is expecting. I mean, you go back to some of those earlier games where they had, you know, bad performances as a team. It's always easy to look at the goalie as the last line of defense and say that, oh, well, he was the problem in that game they got blown out in, but, you know, that's too simple. You know, they always zoom in on the goalie taking a slug of water after they give up a goal, but there were a lot of breakdowns before you get to that point, and Mackenzie Blackwood has shown that even on nights where he's not his best, he's still giving the Sharks a chance, and on the nights like last night where he is at his best, the Sharks are going to be able to consistently win games, and Mackenzie Blackwood has shown throughout this entire season that the training regimen that he's gone through, the minor injury they dealt with, just everything, he's giving himself a chance, he's giving the Sharks a chance, and that's really all you can ask for. Does Mackenzie Blackwood give the Sharks a chance to win? I would say most definitely yes, even if the team does not always give themselves a chance collectively, but Mackenzie Blackwood, I think you put more talent around him. This is going to be a big part of the Sharks' future. I'm excited for his future, and I hope it continues to be in teal. All right, let's hear more from head coach David Quinn after last night's win. He was asked about the team really seeming more settled during the third period, game managing, understanding what they needed to do to close out the lead in the third period.
Yeah, there was. There was no panic at all. You could feel the calmness. Guys understood what they needed to do. Each line kind of rolled over and understood that we didn't need to chase offense. We had the lead. They were the team that was going to have to get, you know, take the chances. And I thought we spent a little bit too much time on our own end, some untimely turnovers when we thought we had a chance to get it out. But I thought we managed the situation pretty well.
And oftentimes, game management with a team that is rebuilding like the Sharks is where things get away. You can talk about the games this year where they've had leads late but not been able to hold on. There have been turnovers. There's been simply reaching, trying to chase the puck, trying to create too much offense, as opposed to just controlling the game. I think there's no better example than what happened 1 week ago on Saturday, and that was the 4-0 lead against Chicago that turned into a 5-4 loss. They didn't manage the game. They weren't settled. They weren't calm enough. Last night, that was a little bit of the difference. They were in control of the game. They understood what they had to do. They went out collectively, did their jobs, trusted each other on the ice to do their respective jobs, and they rode that momentum to a big, big 4-0 win that snapped their losing streak. Quinn was also asked about the hard work that Blackwood did to get back from injury and back onto the ice for his teammates.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this guy's been everything for us. You know, he's been outstanding all year long. I'm very surprised he doesn't get talked about more. I know our situation and our record, but this guy has been an elite goalie all year long. And, you know, not only that, he's been an incredible teammate, as likable a guy as we got, a great, you know, not only likable, but he's all in here. And, you know, I'm just really happy for him, and we're very, very fortunate to have him.
Yeah, and I think that if you were to put him on a better team, you would see more elite-style numbers. Obviously, there have been defensive breakdowns around him. Obviously, there have been, you know, there's overall just not the talent on the Sharks as you would look at with other teams around the NHL. And I think there's also, you know, something to be said about the fact that in so many games he's had to stand on his head. That takes a toll mentally. That takes a toll physically. But he's gotten through it. Having one minor injury throughout the entirety of the year that it sounds like they really, really played up to try and make sure that there was going to be no lasting effect. I think that shows you that, you know, his work regiment, the Pilates, the yoga, the way he's been training, what he's been doing to get back and be a healthy player. I think that shows that it's been paying off. And then to Quinn's point about him being a likable guy, yeah, the dude is awesome, man. Like I every time I get a chance to talk with McKenzie all year long from the minute he joined the team, he's come across as just a super nice dude, gets along with everybody. I think he's a huge part of why the goalie room for the Sharks, for lack of a better term, has been very, very calm and very, very overall just, you know, filled with good guys. You know, Kapo, he got along really well with McKenzie. Magnus, Cooley. I mean, everybody has just had their opportunities here, and they're walking away with a smile. David Quinn was also asked about Mikael Granlund hitting the 50-point mark this year. He's obviously been a very special player for the Sharks. This is what he had to say.
I was very surprised about some of the things that were being said about him. This guy's been a really good player for a long time in this league. I've touched on this many, many times. He's a unique player because not only is he a really elite player in this league who can do everything, he may not be an elite player from an offensive standpoint, but this guy plays all three zones. He's an incredibly intelligent player. He's an incredible teammate, great leader. And just happy that he's getting rewarded statistically, too. I mean, everybody wants to score, and I'm just happy for him that, you know, reached a 50-point plateau, certainly under our circumstances, but following the season he had last year, I'm sure it feels really good for him, and I couldn't be happier for him.
Granlund is a guy who previously in his career has hit the high 60s in points, and he's never been expected to be the number one guy, but he's a creative playmaker. He does things very, very well out there on the ice. I can only imagine, A, if he hadn't been injured early on, and B, if he'd been surrounded with a greater level of talent, what his overall production level would be. I remember I talked to him after he came back from his initial injury and was just humming along, scoring points, and he said he felt as good, if not better, as he ever had in his career. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. I think that he feels very, very good right now. I think that he's been playing, you know, just absolutely phenomenal hockey, some of, if not the best of his career. I'm sure that, you know, other critics are going to have different things to say, but I think that, you know, the way he plays, his overall demeanor, the way he leads by example, I think he has all the makings of a future ideal veteran player on the Sharks. And, you know, I know his contract obviously has more time on it, but I think that when you are looking for the veteran presence in light of Tomáš Hertl being gone and you don't have any of the, you know, the cornerstones that previously existed with the franchise beyond Logan Couture and Mark-Edward Vlasic, and we don't know what the future holds for Logan Couture right now because he's dealing with an injury, and I hope that he's back next year, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see on that. But you need these veteran guys that understand how to win, that understand what it takes in the NHL. And Mikael Granlund, for the younger guys, I think is a great guy to have around and helps the Sharks have a chance night in, night out. Quinn was also asked about the play of Luke Cunnan, who had a goal last night extending the Sharks' lead. Quinn offered this.
I thought he played well. I love Cunnan. There's so much he brings to the table. He's gotten better and better as the year's gone on. Always good to get on the score sheet in your hometown. And, you know, I'm sure that felt really good for him. But I'm, you know, knowing him the way I do, I know the win felt better.
Yeah, watching Luke Cunningham come back from injury this year has been very, very nice. After last year, it got ended prematurely. And I think that, again, he is one of those veteran guys that you can look to with the Sharks that will help lead the way as they go towards the future. But all in all, a great night to be had by the San Jose Sharks. A much needed night. My word, I cannot express enough how much that one was needed by the San Jose Sharks to get the win, to get the shutout, to end the month of March with just their third win since the All-Star break, to end the road trip with a win, even if it's just a two-game road trip, just to get one of those done and play what I felt were two pretty good games. You know, Minnesota, they gave themselves a chance. They didn't have the offense. And last night, they weathered the early storm, and they came through with a big performance. Now, they look to Monday night and the Kraken. All right, we are out of time. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.
Doug put it down the ice with the Nico Sturmline coming on, but a dump by Bordeaux, turned right back by St. Louis. Here's Scott Perunovic, offensive defense across the line, feeds it in front, and a shot by Brandon Saad. He was trying to sneak it right through the five hole, but wow, what a save by Mackenzie Blackwood as he hangs onto it.